Anchor is the easiest way to make a podcast. Anchor gives you everything you need. It's one place. And by the way, it's for free. You can use your phone, your tablet, your laptop, whatever. Creation tools allow you to record and edit your podcast so it sounds great. They'll distribute your podcast for you. You can be heard everywhere. Spotify, iTunes, Apple, Google Podcasts, and so much more. You can easily make money from your podcast with no minimum subscriptions. So what are you waiting for? Get started right now. Download it. You know you want to. Let's go. Hello, everybody. Happy New Year to you. I'm Lee Houston, Wrestling Tracks, flying solo today. Greg will be joining me tomorrow. David Burton joined me Thursday. And we're going to have a good time. In the meantime, and in between time, let's talk about it, man. The big old elephant in the room. Let's get it out the way. Brock Lesnar is once again, it's been a long time since I said this, your reigning, defending, undisputed WWE Heavyweight Champion of the World. It's a long story. Let's explain it. First of all, Roman Reigns had COVID. It's supposed to be, I don't know if he has COVID. Now, Roman Reigns is a Universal Champion, so I would be, if I were him, I would do selective dates because a champion going down with a virus like that, it's not a good look. But anyway, Roman Reigns had COVID or something like that, so he pulled Roman Reigns from the show. He's supposed to face Brock Lesnar for the Universal Championship. And turns out, nope, not going to happen. So instead of Roman Reigns, Big E, Seth Rollins, Kevin Owens, Bobby Lashley, it's going to be Brock Lesnar, Big E, Kevin Owens, Bobby Lashley, Seth Rollins. And it turned out Brock Lesnar came out victorious by a pinfall, F5s, bunch of suplexes all over the place. Brock Lesnar is once again your reigning, defending, undisputed WWE Heavyweight Champion of the World. Becky Lynch, I called it like I saw it. Becky Lynch is once again, she would defeat Liv Morgan. Edge, with the help of his wife, Beth Phoenix, defeated The Miz. I like the Brood entrance with Edge. And also like Beth Phoenix came out of nowhere. She's backstage, obviously. And took care of Maurice. The Miz took care, Edge took care of The Miz. I like to see more of that maybe down the road. Edge and Beth Phoenix working together. RK-Bro, Randy Orton, and Matt Riddle defeated the Street Profits to retain their tag team championship. Drew McIntyre defeated Madcap Moss. The Usos defeated the New Day once again to retain the SmackDown championship. And Sheamus and Ridge Holland defeated Cesaro and Ricochet. Not bad of a card. It was sold out last night. So they had the opportunity to get back on top. And in my opinion, we're slowly but surely getting there to be back on top in the world of professional wrestling. Hope you guys have a great new year. Be safe and everything. It's mighty cold outside. A couple of days ago, it was 20 degrees, man. Saturday night. I don't know what cold is outside now. I'm not going out there to find out. But be safe. Certain schools are closed, so good luck with that. But you didn't come for the weather, you came for wrestling. Let's check out AEW New Year's Smash, New Year's Eve, night 2, December 31st. It was, if I can get the card up, night 2. Let's go with night 1, actually. Matt Hardy, The Private Party, FTR. Defeated Christian, Jurassic Express, and the Lucha Brothers in a 10-man tag. I'm not going to include all the people in there. 2.0 defeated Daniel Garcia. Now, 2.0, which is Jeff Parker, Matt Lee, and Daniel Garcia, against Proud and Powerful Santana Ortiz and Kenny Kingston. On the six-man tag, Warlow defeated Colin Delaney. I ain't seen him since ECW back 2008. Jade Cargill, her sexy self, defeated Thunder Rosa in the semifinals for the AEW TBS Championship. By the way, AEW will be on TBS instead of TNT. So this Wednesday night, they're going to go to TNT instead of TBS. The TBS instead of TNT. Adam Cole, baby. And Red Dragon, I don't know who that is. Bobby Fish, Kyle O'Reilly. That's the watered-down version of the Undisputed Era. Adam Fish, Kyle O'Reilly. And not too far from now, Bobby Fish, Kyle O'Reilly. Not too far from now, their other guy, Roger Strong, is coming over. Against defeated Best Friends, Chuck Taylor, Trent Beretta, and Orange Cassidy. Freshly squeezed Orange Cassidy in a six-man tag. Part two, Darby Allin defeated Anthony Bowens, and Tay J. Anthony J. Tay Conteti defeated Penelope Ford and the Bunny. I'll come back to that in a second. Cody Rhodes defeated Ethan Page to retain the TNT Championship. Now let's go back to Anna J. and Tay Conti. Penelope Ford and the Bunny in the first ever women's street fight. I've seen plenty of street fights with men. Okay, Mick Foley set the bar for that. I've seen men do that, but dang it, I ain't never seen a woman use a piece of barbed wire and put the sleeper hold on somebody else with barbed wire. Then the Bunny brought the thumbtacks. Did a beautiful DDT on the thumbtacks. She did some on the thumbtacks. One of the girls, unfortunately, she lost her footing and slipped on the thumbtacks. And I say slip like she did a split, okay? She split herself on the thumbtacks. You do the math. I don't know how that works down there, but I bet that hurt. One girl lost her footing, slipped on the thumbtacks in a split style. Yeah. Who the hell is calling me, man? Not now, bro. I hate these spam calls. Y'all get a spam blocker, man, for real. Spam blockers help a lot. I hate people calling me. Anyway, that was an incredible match. Tay J, Anna J, and Tay Conti. Penelope Ford and the Bunny. A extreme. They brought the word, they put the E on extreme. Y'all, excuse the background, so my alarm went off. I ain't never seen women using barbed wire, using thumbtacks. Lord have mercy. And one of them was bleeding. I like that. It's been a long time since I've seen blood in professional wrestling. It's been a long damn time. And one of them bled like a stuffed pig. And I hope they're doing all right. But dang it, that was an incredible match. I got to go back and watch that again. Once again, let's take Anna Jay and Tay Conti. They took on Penelope Ford and the Bunny in a street fight. That was pretty good. By the way, to Wrestle Stress brought to you by Back of Deliveries and More LLC. They put the D in delivery. 888-712-2587. Let me get the number right. Make sure I'm straight right here. Hang on a second here. One second. One second here. Yeah, 888-712-2587. They put the D in delivery. Backofdeliveriesandmore@gmail.com or backofdeliveriesandmore.com for information. They're on Facebook, owned by Ronald Cook. Pretty cool dude. They put the D in delivery. 888-712-2587. And also, if you feel like shopping, you know, you go to WrestleTracks.com, use the code WINTER in all caps. You got till the 31st, get $12 off, and enjoy yourself. Ladies and gentlemen, I believe January 8th. Let's see here. January 8th, I believe Hard to Kill for Impact Wrestling. Yeah. Saturday, January 8th, Hard to Kill, Impact Wrestling at the Bomb Factory. That's in Deep Ellum, I think. Where's the Bomb Factory? Yeah, that's it. All right, I've seen it now. That's at 2713 Canton Street in Dallas, Texas, 75226, excuse me. The Bomb Factory in Deep in Canton Street for Hard to Kill. This is Impact Wrestling now. Hard to Kill January 8th. We're going to talk about the card next week. I hope you guys will enjoy that. Please be safe, wear your mask, everything, because people, it's crazy out here with COVID, plus the new strain, everything. It's crazy. But hopefully, by WrestleMania, everything be calmed down a little bit, just a little bit, for WrestleMania, April 2nd, April 3rd, at the Cowboys Stadium, the AT&T Stadium. Before we can get to the lands of the sweet looking honey, we gotta go through the nasty now. We'll get to the sweet by and by, which is WrestleMania. We gotta take that long, bumpy yellow brick road. It's gonna be a long time before we get to WrestleMania. First of all, we gotta do the Royal Rumble. I'm still going my pick. I wonder, what if we did this? Let's say Bobby Lashley. Oh, we're gonna put Bobby Lashley on ice for a little bit. Let's say Brock Lesnar enters the Rumble. Okay. Lance Storm came up with this idea. I'm going with his idea. What if Lance Storm's prediction is right? Brock Lesnar enters the Rumble. Roman Reigns enters the Rumble. Okay. We can unify the championship. I'm gonna look up Lance Storm's prediction here. I believe he said something like this. Why do people keep having the need to call me, man? These spam callers. But here's my opinion on this. What if we unified we don't need to unify the championships. Lance Storm agreed, wants to unify the championships. I don't know why. But what if Roman Reigns and Brock Lesnar were entered into the Rumble? That'd be interesting. That'd be very interesting. Who's going to win the thing? I'm picking Brock Lesnar to win it all. Not just into the Rumble match, but the WWE into the Rumble match as the champion. Okay? Into the Royal Rumble match as the champion. Win the Royal Rumble match. The winner is the championship match, right? So somebody gonna have another match to determine the number one contender to face Brock Lesnar at WrestleMania. That's confusing as hell. But what if we have the winner of the match as a champion? Have another match to determine his number one contender at WrestleMania. And there we go. But eventually, I would like to see Bobby Lashley and Brock Lesnar SummerSlam, maybe. I don't care when. Backlash, SummerSlam, Survivor Series on a big stage. I would like to see that. I like to see that, man. We've been waiting for years, for months. Bobby Lashley was trying to have a match with Brock Lesnar. He was champion the first time Bobby Lashley came back. And that didn't work out. As he's doing this Lana storyline with Lana and Rusev. And that was stupid. Was it going nowhere? Why not come over here, drop the storyline, get Lashley, what he's doing, and let's have him go at it. I don't know. I like to see Bobby Lashley and Brock Lesnar at some point. So we're gonna have to find out one way or the other soon. That's my plan. That's the plan. I hope will be Bobby Lashley, Brock Lesnar, soon. Don't know when, but soon. And of course, I got to condolences. Got to go out to the family of the legendary Betty White. Man, 17 days she would have made 100. That would have been a celebration right there. People rarely make it to their hundreds. Rarely. So, but she had a great career. I hope she had a wonderful life. Much love to the White, Betty White. Much love to you, sister. We're going to get out of here, and we'll see you guys later. If not tonight, Tuesday, definitely. Noon, Greg McCray joins me Thursday at 12 o'clock tomorrow. Tomorrow at 12 o'clock with Greg McCray. Thursday with David Burton. You can shop with us online at WrestlingTracks.com. Use the code WINTER in all caps. Get 12 bucks off. You can also check us out on YouTube, Spotify, Facebook, Instagram. We're everywhere. You want our... I'm going to try to go back to Blog Talk Radio. If not, in February. At some point before this year's over with. I'm going to try to go back to Blog Talk Radio. Had a slight problem with that. But eventually we're going to go back to blogtalkradio.com. In the meantime, we're everywhere. We're on Spotify. We're on iTunes. Google Podcasts. I believe that's still working. On Verbal. A thing called Verbal. V-U-R-B-L-E. Verbal. We're on Apple Podcasts. We're everywhere. Just type in Wrestling Tracks. One word. Wrestling Tracks. And there you go. Well, we'll see you guys later. Have a great day. Peace.